The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Well, here we are. My Wife Hates Me. Another podcast. I don't know how many this is. If I look it up, it's probably, what, 250, 240? Who knows? Somebody tweet me. Tell me how many of these we've done. But that's a lot of hours. I could look it up somewhere. I could look it up, but I didn't look it up. I'm just off the top of my head. But 200 and something hours of nonsense. We have not said anything of importance in 240-something episodes. Bonnie will be here in a second. She's being a lovely, lovely person and making coffee for both of us. And she's eating. Have you ever, when somebody eats, when their fork is hitting against the bowl or the plate, does that aggravate you too? Does that aggravate people? Because, like, just her banging of the fork next to the bowl makes me want to knock the bowl of stupid rice out of our fucking hand. Anyhow, listen, let's do a couple plugs. We'll get this thing started. Our last couple podcasts, we've had a lot of fun. I think they've been pretty good. I think we're stepping it up for you guys, so you have to step it up for us. You know, we step it up. If you're going to Amazon and you're going to buy something, bookmark and go to amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.richvoss.com. That's all. It's not that hard. You know, if you're buying at Amazon, help us out. We do this for nothing. We lose money. Maybe this will help us break even. Even if not, even if you don't, what the fuck? I got to put it out there. Also, if you're local, if you're in New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania, this weekend, Thursday night, I'm in Hoboken at Maxwell's. Friday, I'm in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania at the Ramada. The comedy there, club there at the Ramada. Clark Summit, PA. And Saturday, I'm at Carmine's Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. Next weekend, Memorial Weekend, I'll be in Cabo St. Lucas working at a resort. I don't know the name offhand, but I'm sure none of you are going to be in Cabo next week. Bonnie is going out to L.A. She's taping At Midnight and the other show that Ari Shafir hosts. She's taping what's it called?
This Isn't Happening.
She's taping those shows. So our plate is pretty full, folks.
Oh, God.
Pretty full. Our plate
hey, Rich.
Is, what?
You have to just, like, relax and be yourself. There's something wrong with weight. I'm not kidding. You're like, first of all, I should always come in after you've done your plugs.
I am being myself. I'm being a professional radio host right now, podcast host.
Guys, I'm going to be in Cabo San Lucas next weekend. Not that any of you will be there. I mean, who says that?
I just did.
I know. As a professional radio
host.
Well,
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
Because I don't even know the name of the resort. Log something. Log.
Then why are you bringing that up?
Because I want them to know I'm in Cabo.
Don't think just because I don't... Not plugging a week doesn't mean I'm just sitting around.
Oh no! Let me. I'll find the name of the resort
now. You don't need to because
you don't know.
Not that any of you will be there.
There might be one or two people there. You don't know.
I only know what you just told me.
You never know.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, but I know. Well, here it is. This is the resort in. This is going to be lovely. I'm going to play golf, do a couple shows. Mi Cabo. What? Playa El Medina, Cabo St. Lucas. What's the name of the fucking resort? Is that it? Mi Cabo?
I don't fucking know. I don't feel like dealing with it.
Well, look at it. Help me out. Book now. I guess
you
it's...
You know what? Guess what?
Mi
Cabo. You could do this before.
M-E-C-A-B-O. That's the resort. It looks amazing.
Amazeballs.
It looks... What? It looks amazing. And this week, like I said, Thursday at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Friday in Clark Summit, the Ramada, and Saturday at Carmine's Comedy Club. If you're buying on Amazon, go to amazon.richfoss.com. If you're in L.A., Bonnie will be taping At Midnight and Ari Schaefer's show. Go to
Who
the taping.
It?
Ari Schaefer. What? Did I say it wrong? And listen,
yes,
I want
Schaefer.
I want to send out my condolences. A friend of ours, Bobby Slayton, his wife passed away, and I just heard it. So it's sad, and I just want to, send out my condolences. I feel bad. You know, he's a good guy. He's a fucking...
Patton's wife died, too.
It's unbelievable.
It's so weird.
You know, and they're both icons in this business, both of them. You know what I mean? They paved the way for so many different comics.
It is weird
different...
when some tragedy befalls you as a comedian, because at some point you have to get back to making people laugh. Like, you can't just be like, I guess you could quit, but.
No, I mean, Bobby is definitely, he is, like I said, he's paved the way for comics like, you know, me and other aggressive crowd workers, in your face type comics. You know, he was before me. He was before my time.
And Patton has paved the way for comedians like me, lesbian looking monologists.
You know, so I just, you know,
that wasn't good.
Yeah, I think it was really good. I thought it was funny. Am I supposed to laugh?
Well, you know,
what?
An acknowledgement.
Oh, good. That was good.
Nice.
That was nice.
No, I was going to say, you have to say nice.
Nice. So listen, we're really sorry for your losses, Patton and Bobby. And if there's anything we could do, I said to Bobby, you know, if there's anything we could do. But Bobby has a sense of humor. He wrote, you know, he's getting through it. And
oh, God.
What?
You know, horrible. For them, it's awful.
I want to go get...
For us, it would be pretty shitty, don't you think? If one of us died. In a...
You know, here's the problem. I know
if
I die.
Tragic shower accident.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, nice. Nice. The only problem with if I die suddenly, just listen so you people know out there.
If you are going to die, do it suddenly. I don't like this whole, like,
listen to
having to go to the hospital every day for a year.
Yeah. Oh, God. I couldn't imagine bringing my new girlfriend in to see you. Oh. Like, because I don't even know if you're in, like, even though you're in a coma, I can't tell if you could
see her.
There's
no possible way you'd have a new girlfriend.
Are you kidding me?
There's no way.
If that got out on Twitter that I was eligible again, holy fuck.
No.
Now,
really?
Listen, what? Now with Twitter, like, when I
met
you.
The only kind of girl I could see you being with after me is somebody that's like, remember that woman that on Baskets, the hooker?
Yeah.
That.
Want me to, okay, we can
like
do
a,
it.
Like a, you know, somebody who's aged, but is still like that kind of like trashy, hot body still.
I'll go on Twitter right now and say, listen, Bonnie wants to know if she passes, how many of you girls would go out with me? Can you tweet me and let me know and send me a
and
picture?
You start doing your, you start making your list.
And send me your
you're
picture.
You're not going to date another, you're not going to, your girlfriend's not going to be a comic this time around?
I'm not going to have a girlfriend. I'll have someone I date. I, you know, I got my kids to look after. You'll be gone. I'll have to raise Raina.
Well, I won't be gone right away. I mean, I'll be in the hospital. In your fantasy,
no, I want you
dying,
gone. I want you gone.
And
I
you're bringing your girlfriend around.
I want you gone. I can't fucking move on while you're sitting here, you know. I have insurance to collect. I have places to go, right. People to see. I want to buy an RV. I want to get a place in Palm Beach.
Finally going
to
get that RV.
Well, no, I'm going to get a place in Palm Beach. I'm still going to do that.
Can we open the curtains? It feels so...
No. I'm going to get a place in Palm Beach. You can get like those trailers for like $40,000,
$50,000. What if I had an aneurysm right now? I do have a headache. And we were talking about this. You'd be like, oh my God.
Well, I'm going to go for another physical, which I hate. You know, a real physical where they check everything.
You just like those.
No.
Because...
What, he puts his finger in my ass?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can get that done anywhere without paying. Anybody can do that.
What are you up to now?
Four. Four
no,
fingers?
No.
Oh.
No. I meant, don't you have 11 seconds, 10 seconds?
Fooling around with a girl?
Yeah. Or.
10. But
I don't know if I ever specified the gender.
I'm going to go on Twitter and see what girls would go out with me if Bonnie... said
you're gonna go on Twitter and do that?
Excuse me. Yeah, what
you
do you
are
mean? You go on Twitter. It's
horrendous.
Isn't that what you say? I'm gonna go on Twitter.
Did yeah, but why don't you just say it now and then what are you gonna like?
Well, because everybody on
hey,
Twitter doesn't listen to our podcast.
If Bonnie dies.
Okay, people listen to our podcast. Ladies.
Okay, first of all, the ladies that are listening to our podcast are the red flag, man. If they're listening to this?
A female comic came up to us last night and goes, I listened to your
who
podcast.
Did? Who said that?
I don't know, but also, too, I'm trying to get that
I don't
email.
Remember that.
I'm trying to... I text Patrick today for the email, the first girl that went up last night with the flower in her hair. I want to email her because I think I was too mean, too tough on her last night.
I elbowed you because it's like one fat joke per girl. I mean, you can't...
I only did one. I
no,
just said
then
she looks
I
like,
elbowed you and you go like this. No, no.
No,
and you
I
went
said
for
she,
another
no,
one
I
and
said
I was
she
like,
looks like she, a teepee. I didn't say... Because of her outfit. I didn't say because she was
but
fat.
That seemed like another fat
no,
joke.
No, it was her clothing. Cause
it's like saying a tent. You're
no.
wearing a tent.
No, because it teepee.
Okay, you can say no, 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 didn't, because that's how you didn't mean it. But now you look at it and you go, oh, I see how it could appear that way.
No.
Okay, you just won't ever.
No, it was an Indian design. Her outfit was Indian design.
I get
design.
That you're thinking that. I get that. We all get, oh, he didn't mean it like that. But then you could get that. Oh, we see how everyone took it the other way.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
It. No, when Big J said you look like the carpet at Mohegan Sun.
That was different. That didn't seem like a fat joke.
But it was an Indian reference. It was an Indian. I wasn't using a fat. I was using an Indian reference, a teepee. That's what it looked like, a teepee. It wasn't a fat reference. No one took it as a fat reference. You might have because you're crazy, but no one took it.
A lot of people did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I felt
anyhow, I
her.
Wanted to email her. I'm trying to get her email to email her because I think I might, you know, I thought she was upset.
That first grouping, though. Poof.
Well, but they don't know what you're getting into. They're going to go up and roast.
They've watched him. Like Lewis said that. He goes, you've been here for every, or
yeah, but are we supposed to be that mean?
Mike.
We were fucking.
Mike
everybody.
Was the meanest last night. Mike was mean. He's taking on the role of like.
He thinks he's Simon.
Yeah, he's like. You know, he's giving them advice. I hate that. Don't give advice. Don't be earnest with it. Don't act like it's a real competition. It's not. Nobody wins anything. That's why they get mad at me because I'm just arbitrarily sometimes picking somebody. It's like, because it's not fucking real. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that. This is like, I feel the same way about the Academy Awards, by the way. The fact that they pretend it's real drives me nuts. It's like, it's just a thing to get people to watch and a reason for...
Yeah, but it sells tickets. It makes your movie. It helps your movie
yes,
sell tickets.
Yes, to be nominated is probably more important than winning.
No, well, it depends. But
even if you win, okay, so you're like, oh, great, I won. This is like fantastic. So you still don't have to act like you were the best one. It's completely subjective. It's ridiculous. Well, that's why when they were saying like there's not enough black people nominated, it's like, well, just nominate some black people. They're like, well, they got to be good enough. Do they though? I mean, it's such a stupid thing to be like, in some subjective art form, it must be. It's like,
nah. It's just like Comedy Central puts out their top 100 comic list. Are you kidding me? I could take out Weird Al Yankovic, whatever. I'm not saying he's on it, but you know, they'll use anybody. It's two people's opinion at work in some fucking office.
So that's fine. You can make your list, but the thing that bugs me is that other people pretend it's real. It's not.
Yeah, your fucking dumb lists. Remember that guy did the top 1,000 comic list and I wasn't on it? That was funny. But your dumb list, your dumb fucking awards. Although if you were nominated for like best female comic,
of course you'd be excited if you were nominated
for a Grammy or something for a CD.
Yeah, but those people must know, like in their heart of hearts, like, you know, sure, you have to be at a certain level to get nominated. Okay, that's good. That feels good. They're not going to, you know. But they must know when they win, like, wow, who knows if I'm the best? I mean, it's stupid. I don't know. I just think it's all stupid, these contests and stuff. Especially, like, a roast battle. Isn't the whole goal to just be funny for the audience?
Well, those first ones, it was unwatchable.
They were terrible.
And then they had six fucking judges. You know, what's his name?
Mike Lawrence.
Mike Lawrence.
He books it, I found out last night.
He books the comics, right?
He books the comics. And then Mark Norman was there, who has a lot of confidence.
Why?
Because he doesn't experience human emotions. No, he made me laugh out loud a bunch of times.
I did a great joke, but he piggybacked on one of my jokes. But he had some good stuff. He did. I'm not going to lie. I think everybody did last
night. I did.
Night.
I was horrible. But my first joke didn't work, and then I spilled wine all over. This morning, my backpack has wine all over.
But then you got
it.
Mad at me.
I didn't get mad at you.
Because I was going to make a joke about it. You're going, you're going to joke about me spilling the wine or something?
No, I didn't say that.
To me, what you say to me before you got up, you go,
no, I said, this isn't going well for me. I said, I got to leave. I said, I might have to leave. This isn't going well for me. My first joke didn't work and I have wine all... Like, I had wine all over my pants. Like, it was wet. It was cold.
And she broke the glass, too.
The glass broke. It was like... In a way, looking back, it might have been... It actually was not terrible for me because my first joke bombed so bad that the crash... So, and me having to leave kind of helped everything a little bit. But
well,
I almost didn't come back down.
Go,
I never yelled
yes,
at you.
You did?
I thought
you said you're making fun of me after this or don't make, you know, because I said, oh my gosh. And she even broke the glass or something.
Oh, I didn't do it though. That's the thing.
Who did it? It was only me and you at the table.
I thought you did.
No, I didn't do
it. Unless it was the mic cord or something when I put the mic back.
Yeah.
But nothing ever touched my hand, so I didn't do it.
It was only me and you. And,
well, okay, but I'm just saying. I didn't yell at you. I whispered to you. I was like, I might not be able to come back.
No, I think you were mad at me for something.
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I was upset, of course. I had wine everywhere.
How much?
My white shoes. This morning, I took everything out of my backpack. I had to wash all my makeup off because... There was, like, I don't know how one glass of wine had that much.
Potent?
It just was everywhere. It was on my white t-shirt, which I can never wear again.
Why? Bleach it.
My jeans were just completely...
Here's what I would do with a t-shirt.
I had to go, basically, I poured club soda. I went upstairs and I poured club soda all down my pants and, like, rubbed. And everyone was just standing there staring at me and I was like, oh, shit. I don't know if I can go back down there.
This is what I would do with
it. I went back down because what else was I going to do? Just sit up there, wait for you?
Do you like your t-shirt? Do you like it? Is it a favorite one?
It's like a $6 Target t-shirt.
Oh, because you can go dye it, but it would cost more to buy the dye in time.
Okay, thank you, though.
I mean, some t-shirts you spend $20 or $30. I'm saying don't waste it. So anyhow, I just got to find this girl's email. I just want to say, look, I think she was staring at me outside, her and her boyfriend. I think they wanted to fucking come and attack me. It looked that way. Outside, they had a fucking, and I go, well, maybe. But, you know, here's the thing, too.
Well, I would, if you bomb on stage, this is their big shot. This is the biggest audience probably a lot of those comics will get. Especially those two. I mean, where are they working, right?
I don't know, but the girl that
it's
was
in front of a lot of it's in front of a lot of comedians, the bookers, or you know, the owners there.
Yeah, but the girl comic that's a bartender at Creek and Cave had a great sense of humor upstairs, and she, you know, what I'm talking about the one who said she listens to our podcast. She didn't seem like it bothered her.
Oh, Peggy O'Leary.
Is that her name?
She won. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, the other one won.
No, Amy did not win. Peggy won.
How do you know these names who went up against each other?
Because they were said the names like 80 times when they were.
Well, the girl with the flower in her hair, if you guys know her, tell her I feel bad and I want to fucking apologize if I went too far with her.
You're fine. It's just that, of course, she was mad. You would have been mad if you were standing up there and somebody was trashing you after you fucking bombed.
I trashed her before she bombed.
Well, Rich, I can't. It's too hard to talk to you.
No, I'm telling you, it was before we were going. Yes, we were when she walked up, and then the second crew went up, and I said to
him, "Okay, so then she has to like remember the sting of it, and then she like literally she got no laughs at all, zero. It was torture. That's why the judges kept.
Why do they do it though? They know. I mean, if
and also I was sitting there. When you were doing the teepee and the fat joke. Yeah. So it was after she bombed. Because I only came in during the judging of that one. So it was.
I only said teepee. After,
okay, whatever.
No, you weren't there. You weren't in a room.
Yourself, like, oh my God, all you I'm don't saying see is, it?
But what, they
who
know
cares?
They got to know they're going to bomb because they stink. I mean, not
they
all.
They don't know they stink. I tried to tell you this theory last night. Dumb people don't know they're dumb.
They've seen roast.
People who stink don't know they stink. There's an actual word for it. Now I can't remember.
But they got to know that these aren't roast. I mean, the black dude that went up completely, it was like he was reading anything, like out of the paper, newspaper. Like there was no fucking jokes or setups or punchlines. You know, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Why are they putting themselves in
this? He said
this?
He goes, well, he's going to be in, I don't remember if this was a joke, but one of them was like, well, he's going to be in Texas this year, which is good because he's not getting a call back from Montreal.
What is that?
Like, what that was the joke.
What is that mean?
I don't know if that was a joke, but they were like that, where it's like, well, what's happening?
And I'm going, like, why would they put
but you guys were
in that?
So mean to him. He's the one. Every single, just because he was a black guy in a yellow t-shirt, everyone, before he even got a word out, it was just trash, 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 trash.
Yeah, it was mean.
It was just completely mean. Because he was like, because he's the only black guy on the show.
No, it's not that. It had nothing to do with the only black guy. He was the only.
No, I didn't say it was because he was the only, but he was. Think about how he felt.
He doesn't consider himself black. He's a white comic. I mean, he talks like he's a hipster, whatever. You know, he's not like some, you know, street
guy. I get what you're saying. However, you don't seem like your average Jew, right? But if people start making fun of you for being Jewish, do you get mad? Yes, you do. Very mad. Very angry. Even the fact that I said Jew right now, I saw you kind of twitch.
First
a little.
Of all, I didn't attack him for being black. I said
you called him.
No,
you said he
looked like he was wearing a
bruised banana.
He was wearing a bright yellow T-shirt and he's real dark skin.
I said
he looked like a bruised banana. That's not funny.
I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I'm just saying that you got that it wasn't just that joke. It was every single comic except for me. Was making fun of him before he even started, was trashing him, and a lot of it was racial.
Yeah, well, that's comedy.
It's
a roast. It's a roast.
You got to take it. But I'm just saying, there's no fucking way in hell that you would have stood up there at his age and let people do jokes about you being Jewish, and you would have just let it roll off your back.
I would have fought back. I would have. If I'm going to put myself in that position, I'm going to be ready to know what's going to happen. Because they've seen them, like you said. They've seen those roasts. They've been there. They know the fucking judges are brutal. That's what they are. They're brutal in LA.
Glad you did it. I'm just saying. Well, it's like, you feel bad for that girl with the fucking flower in her hair.
Yeah.
Because you did one fat joke and one teepee joke. The black guy, you'd have no. Because you know why? Because that girl's boyfriend looked like he could probably fucking beat you up. I didn't see them, but
not at all.
There's something in it where that black kid, you're not scared of him at all.
No. Because the difference is, and maybe he can beat me. I don't know. I didn't run. I didn't leave. And I don't even know if that was her boyfriend. The difference is, he's not going to fucking cry over it. He's going to fucking just go,
he might. He didn't look too happy when he was leaving.
I didn't see him leave, but he didn't look. He
I know, leaving the stage.
No, he, please. You think it
Oh, yeah, I think it hurt. I think it hurt everyone.
Then don't do these things. You can't do them, folks. If you're thin skinned, and
it's not about being thin skinned, though. I think, no, honestly, think about it. You would also be pissed. You just said it. I would have fought back. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's say
I've done a million roasts where I've been attacked. I know.
I know. Okay.
Why?
I can't talk to you about it because you have no empathy for anyone. I'm not saying that
it's a roast. It's not a regular.
I'm not saying that you should write a apology letters to everyone. You're the one who brought it up, okay? You wanted to write an apology letter to Miss Flower in her hair.
Yes.
For whatever reason, I don't fucking know. When I bring up that you were probably, or all the judges were harsher to the black guy, you're like, fuck him. It's a roast. So you tell me the difference. You explain it to me,
okay?
Then. Because you know why, Rich? Talking to you and trying to get through to some kind of like emotional thing, you're just constantly putting a wall up, like fuck that, no, you know. Nobody's saying you were wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that guy should. He should be able to take it if he's going to put himself in that situation. I'm agreeing with you on that point too. Okay, so I'm agreeing with you on every point except for the point that you don't have any empathy. You don't think that guy felt bad at all when he left. Of course he did. He felt like shit when he left.
He lost.
He didn't get any laughs, and he had six fucking murderers trashing him from beginning to end. You think that felt good in front of all those people? I doubt it.
I don't think
he left being like, woo, that was great.
Okay, so
can't wait to do that again. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. I'm just saying, admit to me right now that if it was you at that age and all those comedians that were, I don't know who would have been the judges when you were that age, but you know, like Shecky Green and Woody Allen, I don't know who would have been sitting there trashing you for being a Jew. Do you really think you would have left like, well, that's fine, no big deal?
No,
you would have fucking went and sat in your car and cried.
No.
On your drive back to Plainfield.
No.
You didn't even start comedy till you were 28. So, please, that guy was like 21 years old.
So who puts themselves, they know. That's like throwing yourself into a snake
pit. I'm not saying, you're arguing the wrong point.
What?
The point is. Would you have felt bad?
Would I have?
Yes. Okay, so the end of discussion, because we can't seem to get anything out of you.
No, you love talking. You just love going on rants. You love going on rants. You love going on.
I'm trying to get you to see something, and it's so impossible. It's like talking to a rock, where you're just constantly like batting back. You never like take a moment and go,
Yeah, I'm sure he felt bad. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't.
I conceded a lot of points to you.
Maybe I don't know if he felt bad. I know she did because I could see it in her face. I didn't see it
in his
face.
Fucker. It's a roast.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying.
If you're not ready to stand up there on a roast and fucking receive fat jokes, then lose some weight or don't do roasts.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're saying? Is that your point?
Because the first joke you made was actually funnier, and you said, do these comedians only get paid in food spots?
That was the second crew. That was the second crew of fat girls. The difference is, I didn't see it in his face that he was upset, but I saw it in her face. Okay? So, at the end of the day, you don't want to crush anybody's dreams, but you also have to do what you are booked to do. We're booked to judge and not sit there and go, well, this is, and break it down like fucking some, you know, like other people do. We're there to fuck with people, just like we did at the comic strip when we used to do those.
I'm agreeing with you. I didn't bring up that I was going to write an apology letter
only
to anyone.
Because she looked upset. To me, he didn't. If he looked upset, I would send him the same email. If he looked
why
upset.
Why are you sending anyone emails? On the one hand, you're saying, fuck them. This is a roast. They put themselves in the line of fire, and I'm not going to ease up on anyone.
I'm still going to do what I do during the roast battles, okay? But sometimes now I know, sometimes you got to read people, know where to draw the line. Also, too, is tough as it is for them to try to get laughs, we're trying to get laughs. You know,
I don't care about them at all. I'm just trying to get laughs. I don't give a shit who wins or who doesn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pick somebody to win just because I know I have a better line that'll support that person winning. That's why I don't care who fucking wins.
Neither
the
do I. I never care who wins those fucking things.
I don't care about their feelings at all.
I'm
saying to you,
I do care about their feelings sometimes. Yes, I do.
Actually, I did feel bad for the black guy, just because he got so much before he even started. Just
I know it was a pounding.
Trashed.
It was a bad pounding. But Lewis, we all get pounded. I said jokes last night that fell flat, that didn't get a laugh. Maybe only one, but and so you know you say it, and then the room is silent. You're going, holy fuck. So yeah, it's the same on our side that we got to be fucking funny. You know, they're not going to have, you know, those people, that type of comic judge. They're bringing up, you know, guys like us that, you know, Big J, me, you, that are fucking, you know, we're fucking warriors at this. And but sometimes the only reason I did see in her face that she looked upset. And when I went outside last night, I said to everybody, I go, you know, none of this is personal. You know, no, and she didn't.
Oh, you
respond.
Made a big speech outside.
No, I just go to one of them. It's not personal, you know, because I don't want them to think it's fucking. I don't even know who they are. I'll never see them again. I don't know what clubs they work, but they might take it personally. It's not a personal thing. It's a fucking roast. You know, it's not personal when we're doing roasts with our friends.
I'm sure they know it's not personal, but I'm sure it still hurts. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure it doesn't feel good to get trashed, not get any laughs, and lose. And a lot of people on the show last night had the trifecta.
Well, that girl, the one we from the Creek and Cave lost, and she...
She didn't lose.
Yes, she did. Okay. She didn't win.
Amy lost. That's why Amy left. Amy left right after, and Peggy stayed around.
Who was Amy? Amy
was the one she started strong, and then Peggy ended up winning.
What did Amy look like? I don't remember.
She had shorter hair. It was the two girls battle.
Yeah.
She was wearing a dress.
She left?
Yes.
Because she lost?
I mean, I'm sure that I asked Peggy, and Peggy was like, no, she just had she did a lot of stuff to do at home or whatever. It's like, well, I mean, it sucks to lose no matter what.
Okay, well, listen.
You know, they know it's not personal. They know it's not real. Who gives a shit? But you're getting batted around. She got some big laughs at Amy, too. But I'm saying, like, you know, we trashed her. We trashed Peggy, too. But Peggy ended up winning. So Peggy stayed. Amy left. I mean, they feel like shit when they lose.
Do they? Well, there's nothing to win or
fucking
lose.
I did a one with a... What's his face? And I felt like shit after, because I lost. Remember that big one I did with fucking fuckface?
Yeah, and your jokes were... So,
not,
I don't know.
I'm not calling Mike fuckface, by the way. I'm calling one of the judges fuckface.
Well, okay, if I upset the black comic and the lady, I'm just there to be funny.
You shouldn't be apologizing.
Yes, sometimes you don't want to fucking hurt people's feelings. What are you talking about? You're just trying to be funny too. That's all.
I'm agreeing with you 100%. I'm not the one who started this conversation by saying I'm going to send a letter to the girl with the fucking flower in her hair. You started that.
I said she had cauliflower something in her. I don't know. Whatever. We were brutal. And
Mike
and,
said that Mike when I came downstairs, Mike goes, she was telling a joke, and Mike goes, that flower died before your joke was done.
You know, one, you don't have six fucking judges. It's too much.
To get the audience there.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't want to come to see nobodies.
Well, they're not. They didn't. That wasn't a mistake to have all six of us.
You think it was? They just overbooked it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not going to have six.
Well, they just asked me yesterday, though.
I don't know. They made a mistake. No, they asked us
Monday
last
night.
Week.
No, he asked me Monday at text. He goes, do you and Rich want to do the roast battle? I said yes.
Lewis is a good host, right?
He's the best at it. He's
good.
Truly the best at it. Yeah. He's exceptional. If it ever someone buys the series, he has to be the host.
Well, Jeff is doing a pilot for roast battle for LA.
And who's the host, Jeff?
Most likely. I mean,
good. So take 2 hours to fucking introduce people.
I don't get it.
He's so slow.
He he slow?
Yeah, doesn't he always? Or when he wrote, when he's one of the judges for the roast battle, he's always like, I like both of them. Like, shut up and say something funny. He doesn't have that.
Huh?
He doesn't have that thing where he thinks he has to be funny as a judge. He really is judging. He's like, well, I like shorter jokes. I thought you had some real punch off the top. Or like, do you think anybody's really sitting? What is this, fucking Top Chef? Nobody gives a shit.
No, but in L.A., he's funny. In L.A., he says some funny shit. When I did the last show.
Oh, so maybe his writer didn't come with him to New York.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know what roast battle. I mean, I fucking stole the roast battle show in L.A. They were fucking like writing about it.
Oh, my God. I could never talk about myself like this.
Oh, I fucking
what does it
killed.
Feel like? Don't you go...
Killed.
How does it feel to have that kind of ego?
Because it's not an ego. I'm just saying I fucking smoked it in L.A., baby. That's what I'm saying. That's what I do. That's
I was
my
rock
calling.
And roll up there,
that's
yo.
That's my fucking calling is to judge those roast battles.
But you weren't even the best judge last night.
Are you crazy? Who had the best line? Are you kidding me? Who do you think had better lines than me last night?
You had some good ones, but you had some fails, too.
No, but I all in all, I had like 10 fucking killer.
I thought killer. Jay, every time he spoke.
Yeah, but he didn't do as much as me. He had a couple.
I know, but he was
great. No, he was good. He was
10 for 10. Let's say he just said 10 things.
No, because I said she looked like, Indian tent, whatever. But then he used my reference. He goes, I got to agree with Voss. You look like the carpet at Mohegan Sun. So it's basically doing my.
But maybe he had the Mohegan Sun ready to go and then he had to like.
No, he didn't. Because after he took him. That was a long time after I said it. I thought he was very funny. No one came close to me last night.
Oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
How do you do it?
How could you not see it?
I did see it. I saw you killing a lot of times, but I also saw a lot of like...
No, only about two or three. I was probably 10 out of 13.
Okay. Nobody else, I don't think, had that many bombs.
Are you crazy?
You might have had the most kills, really? But you also had the most bombs.
Mark Norman, what did he say? I can't pick either one. I don't know. Or Mike, when I said to him, good ad-libbing. What the fuck were they? You know, Mike has some good ones. Mike is good. What's
he does
his name?
It every week.
Yeah, what's his name? Mike what?
Lawrence.
He had some good ones. Sal was funny because he was just being Sal.
Sal's fantastic. Okay. I love that guy
the thing
so much.
He was fucking funny. Mark, everybody had good ones, but my thing about Sal's being in the ear.
Sal, tell, what's his last name?
Sal from Impractical Jokers.
Oh.
And then I used a line.
Volcano or something?
Yeah, I used a line after he said something. I go, someone's speaking into it. You know, so I fucking, come on. You know, look, let's call a spade a spade. Is that the saying?
I think it's racist.
Really?
I am not sure, but I think it's...
All right, I won't. Let's call it chink a chink.
That one's better.
That one's better, right? Let's call it Jew. Anyhow, maybe I don't know if I go too far on those things. I don't know. I don't know. What line do you draw when you're doing a roast? Is there a line? Is there a fucking line? Why do these comics that are new put themselves in that position to get fucking slaughtered?
Because if they do well, then you and I remember them.
I mean, the girl came back at me.
I remember people from roast battles that I didn't know who they were before. And then when I see them, I'm like, oh, that guy was really funny on the roast battle.
I mean, that girl did come back at me to want to, you know, she was calling me, okay, old man, in your fedora.
Right.
Why did they go? Do I look old? Do people look at me like an old man?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, say you look at who I think is great and funny, like David Feldman, you would say, old
he's
man.
Old, yeah.
But you wouldn't, I don't fall in that category. I don't look like an old man.
I'm not saying you look like it, but they know that you are.
How do they know?
Well, A, you go, tell people your age all the time. And
not
you've been
all
in
time.
The business for fucking, their grandfather's probably like, when I was a boy, I watched Rich Fox. They're like 20 some years old, these people. Yes, you're
they
old.
They should call me an old man.
I'm sure like 35 year olds to them are old. They're like, whoa.
You know what? She should apologize to me for calling me an old man.
You just said if somebody was coming at you, you'd fight back. Now you're mad at somebody who fights back? I can't.
Talk. I'm not mad. I'm joking. God, what's wrong with it? I hope you poured wine. You poured wine. Forget
Whoa,
it.
Oh, God. He's the master. Whoa, this guy.
Well, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I just want to be funny. So don't get involved in these fucking roast battles.
They're not mad met you. I don't know what you're arguing with. No one.
I'm telling you, that girl's face.
You're
was
the one. Okay,
when I walked
so
outside.
I know, but what I'm trying to say to you, and please just let me say this one time, and hopefully you'll get it. She probably was pissed off. I'm sure by today or tomorrow she'll completely have let it go. But it's a shitty feeling to get no laughs, to get fucking shit on by six, pretty big time comedians, and to lose. Okay, so those three things probably made her feel like shit, and she might have taken it out on you with her eye when she saw you coming. She's not gonna embrace you. Okay,
I would. I'm fucking Rich Voss. She should come up to me and go, "Hey man, you were funny." At least say that to me. You don't think?
Oh my god, you're asking a lot of people. You're asking a lot of people.
I'm asking a lot of people what? What do you mean I'm asking a lot of people?
You're asking a lot
of
people.
Oh, I thought you said you're asking a lot of people. Okay, you didn't emphasize.
To feel like shit.
You didn't
and
emphasize.
And then also give you a hug for trashing them?
Well, no, because they're people.
I understand. They get that it's a roast. They get that they're there to be trash. It still doesn't feel good. She put on a fucking good show, while she was on stage, smiling and taking it, and then left, and then didn't feel like fucking dealing with
it
anymore.
But we've done that about four or five times, and there's people that we fucking destroyed that lost, and they hang around after and go, "Oh, man, that was fun." Even when they lost and got killed.
Those people are different, God, Rich.
I'm just saying, if you're putting yourself in that position, that's what you're dealing with. God damn it. It's not like we were at a show.
I'm not arguing with you. I don't know why you're arguing with me. I'm saying you're taking one look personally that she gave you and thinking about it.
Yeah.
And expecting her to take everything else not personally. But you're the one who's sensitive in this
situation. No, I'm not
taking
that personally. I'm saying,
you're not?
I'm saying
to yourself, well, of course she's a little upset by the whole, all of the events. No, you're saying like, why wouldn't she walk over to me and give
me
a hug?
No, I was kidding about that one. Are you really going to, everything I say you're going to use
against
me?
Can I go?
No,
I can't take it.
Is everything I say you're going to use against me in an
argument? No, I'm just saying, it's impossible to talk to you. It's impossible to have a conversation with you.
We've had a conversation this whole time.
I agree with everything. I can't go over it a fucking again.
One more time.
No.
Okay.
Write her your fucking letter.
Nah.
Tell her how much you love her fucking... Who would go in a roast battle with a fucking flower in her hair? The fucking dumb asshole. Like, think about it. No, get behind your computer there and write her a little note. "Well, miss, I noticed you were giving me the hairy eyeball last night after the show, and I didn't want you and your boyfriend to go to bed angry. I don't know that it was your boyfriend. Let me make that clear also. I don't know who the gentleman standing, but I felt like he was also angry at me. And so if I did hurt your feelings, I am terribly sorry. If you do another roast battle, I'll come at you extra hard. Please don't take it personally."
Yeah.
Yours truly.
Oh, really? Is that the fucking... You don't... See, your problem is you don't have a conscience. I have a conscience.
Oh, my God.
What?
If I
do like your haircut. I do like your haircut.
Thank you. If I were to say,
and your eyebrows.
As I said before, I was like, "Oh, well, I felt bad for the black guy." You're the one who was like, "Fuck him. Who cares?" Da-da-da-da.
I didn't say fuck him. He didn't look upset. He had a nice smile on his face.
Okay, I can't talk about it anymore.
Did
and
he
nobody
look upset
else wants to,
you? To
hear about it anymore. I'm sure everyone's shut off by now. They're like, "I don't give a shit about this fucking roast battle." They don't even know what we're arguing about at this point. They're like, it feels like you both are on the same page on this. You know, the truth of the matter is the small issue that I have with you is that you're just not looking at the bigger picture. You're taking it personally.
You're
myopic in your observation.
Don't try to use fucking myopic. What the fuck? Really? Myopic?
God, really?
What does myopic mean?
Short-sighted. Narrow-sighted.
Oh, why didn't you just say you're narrow-sighted?
I couldn't think of the word narrow-sighted.
But you could think of myopic.
Yes.
Myopic?
Because I read.
Okay. You think you're better
than
everybody.
And I do the fucking
you think
New
you're
York
better than everybody.
Times crossword puzzle every night.
Who helps you all the way home on it? She does crossword puzzle and then asks for answers. That's not doing a crossword puzzle.
On the way home, sometimes I ask you to involve you and you go, "Give me another one. Give me another one."
Yeah.
So
I come up with a lot of answers,
please,
don't I? Well, you don't do it to involve me.
Be a normal person. Just be normal.
Okay.
You've just like lashed out at me because who does a cross crossword puzzle, and then you get mad when I'm like defend myself. I didn't say who does a crossword puzzle. Who does a crossword puzzle and asks for answers?
Yeah, finish the
and
whole
guess
thing.
What? You needed to pat your own self on the fucking back. You know, God should have put your fucking arms on backwards so you could get up there a little easier. You know, it's ridiculous.
Is that a new one? I never heard that one. I never heard that one. But no, you do a lot of crossword puzzles. And
no, I'm not doing Sandy. I'm not doing it.
What are you talking
fucking
about?
Poke at me. He the one fucking guy that was listening every fucking episode stopped listening halfway through our podcast.
He
couldn't even call it to Sandy. Right now you can't hear him. He's just yelling at Sandy like, I'm done with it. It's over. It's gotten too stupid.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
You hit me and pointed like, no, I'm supposed to all of a sudden turn into the guy who does Sandy.
No.
They're talking about me, Sandy! I just turned it on again! Get over here! It's unbelievable!
I didn't tell you to do that. Liberals are idiots. Loves when you talk about Sandy. Okay, that's his handle.
That's the kind of people that listen to our show. If you're listening to our show, guess what? Guess who else listens? Liberals are idiots.
Is that called a handle on Twitter? Is that what they call that?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you call it when your name a handle or?
Yeah.
No, tell the truth.
I don't know another name for it. What do you want from me?
They call it a handle. Like
they don't know what it's called. It's a Twitter name.
So, liberals are idiots like Sandy.
I can't believe there's not a... The guy doesn't have a Twitter.
Who?
I'm married to Sandy. It's not a Twitter. He's not following us on Twitter.
Oh, drip, drip.
Drip, drip. Can we be done, please? I can't argue with you anymore.
We didn't argue. We were discussing.
Do you understand, people, what I fucking deal with? He just argued that we weren't arguing.
That's not an argument. It was a discussion. You think it's an argument?
Someone kill me. Kill me.
Do you think that's an argument?
Please.
It's a discussion.
Oh my God. It was a full blown argument all the way through.
No.
And it aggravated me. It gave me a headache. It made me uncomfortable. This is what happens. People, doesn't the podcast help your marriage? No. Because it just, if I ignore Rich, I'm so much happier because I don't have to have these fucking stupid conversations.
See, conversation, not argument. See what I mean?
Case in point.
You just said it.
I said conversation. He had to fucking argue it. It's like unbelievable.
I didn't argue it. I'm saying we had
You just said, oh my God.
Are you
please,
crazy?
Please, someone come and kill me. Please.
Are you crazy?
I'm begging you. Please, come poison my water.
Can you imagine if somebody really did that?
I would love them. I would love them, and so would you.
No.
Yes.
No.
You get your money.
I love you.
New girlfriend. Oh, but
I don't want a new girlfriend. I love you. I love your new haircut.
No.
And your eyes.
No.
I like your eyebrows.
Stop.
I like how you dig in your ass. I like everything that you do.
Oh my God.
You better pick Raina up at the bus stop.
All right.
It's quarter after. I'll see you later. Say goodbye. Bonnie's.
I'll say goodbye forever.
Where you working Thursday?
If we don't have a podcast next week, I think you'll know why.
Where are you working Thursday? What's the name of the place?
Why is this going up tomorrow? Is this going up today?
Maybe today or tomorrow.
Well, Thursday, the 19th.
Yeah.
I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, the 19th.
I'm at the Dublin House, Red Bank, New Jersey. What's good? They got good beer.
Cool. McFarlane at the Dublin.
Ken Kratz and Chris Covert, the two preeminent stand-ups of New Jersey.
All right. This Thursday I'll be at Hoboken. Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. Maxwell's in Hoboken. Friday I'll be at the Ramada in Clark Summit, PA. Saturday, Carmine's Comedy Club. June 7th, we are doing a live performance of My Wife Hates Me at the Village Underground. Get your tickets now. It will sell out. Village Underground or Comedy Central website. Get your tickets. There's a lot of special guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, oh my God, I think Raina's at the front door. Bonnie.
Hold on, folks.
My daughter walked to the front door from the bus by herself for the first time. This is amazing. Amazing. June 7th, Village Underground. If you're buying on Amazon, like I said, amazon.richvoss.com. Talk to you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.